a long and healthy life.
Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. By now, you're used to the drill. Here we go inside the Beltway each and every show and talk to the true insiders from Talk Radio News. And that would be Victoria Jones. Always fun to chat with her. Hey, Victoria.
Hey.
Is it ghost town yet? Is it getting close to being a ghost town yet in Washington?
It's getting close to be a ghost town, but we've still got the House in. And, of course, depending on how things go with their vote tomorrow, we could have the Senate back.
Wow. So let's rewind that. The Speaker of the House, John Boehner, is saying, just flat out saying that he says the House is going to reject the two-month payroll tax cut. Of course, like you said, there still has to be the vote. So do most people believe that's true? It's going to be a rejection?
Most people believe it's going to be a rejection. Now, Jay Carney in the White House press briefing this afternoon that I attended was saying that what they are urging is between 25 and 30 House Republicans to come over to their side and vote for the bill. And they think that with that number of Republicans and with the kind of Democratic support they think they're going to get, they think they could get to 218 votes and that they could pass the bill.
Wow. So it's just, we'll see. We'll see when the votes come down what happens. If the vote goes in the opposite direction, if it doesn't pass, does that mean the Senate comes back?
Well, what it probably means is that they then go to a vote on basically saying, okay, we want it to go to conference committee. And so then when they say that they want to go to conference committee, that's when they say, okay, well, because we wanted to go to conference committee, and Speaker Boehner will say, well, that's just the normal process of things, which actually it kind of isn't, because they've already passed it in the Senate, so technically the process would be that you pass in the House. Anyway, they would then say, okay, so as we're sending it to conference committee, now the Senate has to come back from recess to negotiate with us so that we can reconcile. So then they would be, the House Republicans would then be trying to put all the pressure on the Senate Democrats to get them to come back from recess and in the process to make them look bad if they don't come back and to put the blame on them.
Ooh, so this is it. This is the showdown. We'll see what happens in the next day.
Yes, this is a showdown.
Yeah, this is it. The other thing is, you know, you and I are always into what's going on with the Supreme Court, and there's so many big things happening in 2012. So now the Supreme Court actually set aside specifics for the healthcare individual mandate challenge, whether it's constitutional or not. That's what they're looking at. And what's the dates, and is it a couple of days?
It's 3 days, March the 26th, 27th, and 28th. So it's over 5 hours they've set aside. And the first day, on the Monday, they're going to talk about actually whether court action is premature because no one's yet paid a fine for not participating in the overhaul.
Mm.
So that's the first thing they're going to talk about. The next day, they're going to have 2 hours of arguments and they're going to get to the heart of it. That's where the Congress overstepped its authority by requiring Americans to purchase health insurance starting in 2012 or pay a penalty.
Wow.
That's the individual mandate. And then on Wednesday, there'll be two parts of argument. They'll talk about whether the rest of the law can take effect, even if the health insurance mandate is unconstitutional. And then another hour on whether the law goes too far in coercing states to participate in the health care overhaul by threatening to cut off federal money.
Yeah. Well, you can bet that's going to be the, unless something happens that unforeseen, that's going to be the topic of the day, the buzz, the discussion, those 3 days for sure.
It's going to be huge.
It's huge. Yeah, it's huge. Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, so we're talking about what the huge showdown is going to be. We're going to let you hear some of the back and forth coming up in our next segment. What's interesting, on the heels of all that we talk about with the economy, news breaks that four House lawmakers actually got discounted loans from Countrywide. Oh, shock, isn't it? Then you wonder why Chris Dodd bailed when he did. So, of course, Countrywide is the lender whose subprime mortgages really tanked this country, responsible for our foreclosure crisis. You know, Angelo Mozilla, he escaped with his tan and many of his houses intact after paying a huge fine. Countrywide is like a dirty word, like a swear word in this country. So there are several people who are on a list that are being investigated. Congressman Issa from California, he's the chairman, of course, as you know, the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, wouldn't name the four, but has already passed that on to the ethics folks, saying that they've got to investigate these lawmakers. So three of the four are Republicans, and because they're not supposed to talk about the names, there are lots of rumors as to who the possible people could be. And what it would say in the VIP section would be friends of Angelo, as I said, Angelo Mozilla. They discovered that there were sections of Countrywide that processed loans to public officials and others in position, of course, to help the company. Duh, losing. Did we not know this? Of course, this is not a complete shocker. I don't think it's a complete shocker anyway. Countrywide, as we know now, of course, was taken over by Bank of America. They've given up tons of documents that they had in that transfer, 100,000 documents, supposedly because of all these subpoenas. Good luck going through all those numbers, all those names and everything else there. It's Merry Christmas. I hope you're going to be working over the holidays because the people assigned to that are going to have to pour through all of it. So the ethics committee, of course, will determine whether the four people, and maybe there's more, who knows, actually violated standards of conduct, including a virtual ban on gifts because, of course, you're not allowed to do that. Remember, it was Senator Kent Conrad and Chris Dodd, who I mentioned, while still a senator, had gotten loans from Countrywide, had received loans from Countrywide. Both said they didn't know they were getting these deals. And Dodd, to this day, I'm sure, maintains that he got absolutely no preferential treatment whatsoever. Oh, I didn't get any kind of a deal. Others who got some of these deals, we gotta put them on our list, were James Johnson, who's the former head of Fannie Mae, here we go again, who, of course, later stepped down as an advisor to Barack Obama's presidential campaign. Remember, there's a big scuttlebutt there. Franklin Raines also headed Fannie Mae. And then there were other friends that would be a long list of retired athletes. I think there was even a judge on the list, a newspaper executive, a whole bunch of other people. And, of course, as I mentioned before, Mozilla had to pay a $22.5 million penalty to settle the charges that he and a couple of other Countrywide execs misled investors as the subprime mortgage crisis began and really tanked your fortunes, my fortunes, everyone's fortunes, because these idiots, these scumbags who are still, like I said, off golfing and they're on their yachts laughing their heads off, still got away scot-free. That's a bargain for Mozilla. I mean, he might have been banned from ever serving as an officer or director of a publicly traded company, but he has so many friends. Do you think he's hurting for any cash? I don't think so. Stay with us more on whether or not they're going to extend that payroll tax break. I'm going to call it a break or not.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
In 1965, this was the sound. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. And a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Well, proving once again that our representatives are just completely disconnected from the reality that we all live. To vote or not to vote, to put a Band-Aid over the situation and vote to back that up or not. The House, of course, waiting until Tuesday to vote on the newest measure. They delayed it on purpose because it's a short-term payroll tax holiday. It's such a weird thing to call it that to me, but okay, we'll go with that. And they've aired a repudiation of their Republican colleagues in the Senate, and 39 of them, 39 of the colleagues, including the Senate Republican leadership, voted for a two-month extension of the 2% tax break, then voted unanimously to recess until next year because they thought they had a deal that the House would say, they would do it. But you got to remember, the House has a lot of Tea Party newbies who, I guess, naturally now they've been there for a year or so. And after first saying they would vote down the Senate plan on Monday night, they ended up delaying the vote until Tuesday and setting up some procedures that would guarantee that the bill can't go straight to the president's desk for his signature. House Speaker John Boehner was pretty direct in criticizing the work of Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, saying that the senator didn't have the authority to cut a deal on behalf of the House Republicans, and the deal he cut wasn't any good. He does not want to see this thing pushed down the line.
Our members do not want to just punt and do a two-month short-term fix where we have to come back and do this again.
Now, I think we all know this, right? Do we know what we're talking about here? We're talking about a tax break about $1,000 a year to average workers that'll expire January 1st. I mean, you know, give or take, it could be $700, it could be $1,500, it could be a little bit more, a little bit less than that. Now, we're not talking about people that make $5 million a year, but if you make even a pretty hefty chunk of change, even over $200,000, you would still be considered in the group that would get this tax holiday, and you're not going to get it the way things are going, or you're going to temporarily get it, maybe, depending on what the House decides they're going to do here. And then, of course, there's going to be some shenanigans in between, as you just heard me discussing with Victoria. This is all the conversation that's been going on in Washington for just too bloody long, because we've been talking about this here on the show for many, many months, many, many months. And now you have David Axelrod, who comes out, and, of course, he's the president's man as far as running and trying to get him reelected. And he says, listen, here's what's going on here. The Republicans are holding Obama hostage. They're holding economic breaks and the American people hostage. In fact, he used the words, they're screwing the economy. It's the Republicans' fault. They're screwing it up for Obama. This is going to be completely what the president runs on. Blame them, blame them, blame them, blame them. This is why you're paying more. This is why you're worried. And Boehner says, this is not happening. We either get the whole enchilada or forget about it. How can we do this half-assed? How can we do this halfway again? And I don't want to repeat myself and sound like a parrot over and over again. To me, it's very clear. It's always about punting. It's always about we're playing for another term, so we got to take the avenue of least resistance. If I think I'm going to get too much blowback on this, then I'm not going to go there with you, even if I think this is what we should do. So easier to put a Band-Aid. I need to get out of town. I'm leaving. I'm just going to leave. And then when we come back, we'll see what happens. I mean, we have such a divided government. Nobody seems to be reasonable anymore. There is no such thing as negotiating and compromising. And ultimately, is there any good in any of this that we're talking about for us, the American people? It's easy to forget, but these are people that we, in a sense, have hired to represent us. We voted for them. And how do you think they're doing? Didn't we have this conversation a year and a half ago when we were talking about the midterm elections? It's the same thing. We're going down this crooked road one more time. Now, here's interesting. Attached in the Senate bill, they call them sweeteners, riders, whatever you want to call it. I like the word sweetener here, actually. I think of the little pink packets. Give me a few of those pink packets. So attached to the Senate bill for the Republicans required Obama to sign off, remember, on that Keystone Pipeline plan in 60 days or say it's just not in the U.S. interest. So not to also push off that decision to 2013, but to make the decision now. Because the president, playing for another term, said he wouldn't make a decision on the pipeline until after the election. He didn't say after the election, but he said 2013. That would allow him, obviously, to wait until the November elections to choose between what he was going to do. The unions, which are Democratic and want the project desperately because of the thousands of jobs, or the environmentalists who were opposed to the potential massive energy use and the pollution and what will happen to the water and all that sort of stuff. Because initially, the president threatened to kill the payroll tax bill if it included the pipeline, but he went away from that. He backed away from that. So will other things be added into, if this goes to conference, will other so-called sweeteners be added if they end up doing that? And the answer is yes. That's what happens when you go to conference. You have to sweeten the deal for someone who is sour, the other side who is sour on the deal. How many of you have had this good fortune in your life where someone wanted to sweeten the deal for you? Isn't that nice? I like that expression. I think it's only happened to me twice, and it's when I was playing poker. Somebody sweetened the pot, which wasn't a give me by any stretch of the imagination. But this is how we work. This is how we roll. This is our system. This is how we get legislation passed. This is a problem. This is part of the legislative logjam, not reading the bills, stuffing the bills with too much, and then ultimately running out of time and having to come up with a last-minute ditch move. How is it? How all these years this has been going on, all these years, nothing has changed. I don't understand it. And I don't understand why more people aren't demanding that we hold the people that we elect, we hold their feet to the fire. Jeez, that's what we need to do. So what do you think, America? You can certainly throw in your 2 cents on this. Do you like the idea? Hey, screw it. Put a Band-Aid on it. Just do it, and let's get on with the conversation when they come back, because we know nothing's going to happen. Or do you say, nah, don't do it? 800-259-5791. I imagine most people listening to me, although not all, would probably benefit from the extension or the holiday, if you want to call it that. But again, this is, could be just a false bottom, only temporary. And we come back on the flip side, some odds and ends on the day, including the fact that in D.C., boy, what a haul. They came up with all kinds of undercover gun and drug stuff after a year-long sting. I say drug stuff because it was all kinds of paraphernalia. A year-long sting. They say the haul was like worth $7.1 million. So firearms, drugs, whatever else they were able to, whatever else they were able to find. That's a long time to have an operation going where they had a beat on these guys and they had to wait. Also, we're going to talk about the New York City woman burned to death, all over $2,000. I mean, you have got to be kidding me. What is going on in that guy's head? $2,000? I'm gonna first of all go away for life, and who knows what he's gonna get? I'm gonna burn somebody to death? That is insane. And obviously he had a screw loose. He had to have, right? And then we have a couple of people that are charged with an attack on a New Jersey homeless man. How anyone can ever look themselves in the mirror again after doing that, wow, that takes no conscience whatsoever. I know, ho, 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 all these cheery stories. I promise we also have the daily salute. We'll slip in there. Stay with us.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
So coming up in our next segment, always at the tail end of the year, people get ready to make their resolutions, or maybe they don't. They say, forget it, I'm not doing the resolution thing anymore. Instead, they just in their mind think, okay, this year I'm going to really get in shape. I'm not going to walk around with a belly. I'm going to figure out what I need to do to get healthy, especially when you hear these alarming things like the Coast Guard says the amount of people allowed on ferries has had to change because people are so heavy because of the obesity rate. The amount, you know, like when you go on, if it's a ferry that you're taking over to New York City or you're in some other, you're in Seattle, and there's ferries all over the place, that you'll see the capacity sign, and they have had to change the capacity sign because of how big people are. And so this is a problem for a lot of folks. And listen, I say this all the time, it's so easy to gain the weight, it's so much harder to get yourself in the position where you just want to kick it off and not eat those extra handful of peanuts and peanut butter sandwich, or you know, whatever it is, whatever it is that you're doing that's got you in this situation. And it's easy, that whole couch potato thing. I mean, hey, I'm right there with you. I know how easy that is. You're just beat, and you're just watching the game, and you just want to be left alone. Anyway, Coach Carla, it's an amazing story. This woman lost over 135 pounds, and she's a knockout. And I can only imagine people who saw her, and she was in her 20s, mid-20s when she did this, but here's the key thing. She managed to keep it off, so I think she's captured a little magic there. We're going to talk to her next. I thought that'd be interesting. Before we get there, though, a couple of things mixed into our odds and ends that I mentioned that we would jump to. Some strange things happening, like the story, which is just so mind-boggling, about the guy who burned a woman in New York City because he was owed $2,000. He claims that. I mean, and that's pretty cut and dry. Let me explain what happened. If you haven't heard the story, the picture is just sickening. The picture of the guy that they have is just unbelievable. So what happened was the guy was clearly, clearly they've got him on video. Clearly he was arrested and charged with murder after he allegedly burned an elderly woman to death inside her apartment building over this money. 73-year-old Dolores Gillespie went up the elevator of a fifth-floor Brooklyn apartment carrying groceries. Jerome Isaac was waiting for her. Surveillance video from inside the elevator shows the 47-year-old, who looked like an exterminator the way he was dressed, with a canister sprayer, white gloves, and a mask, which was on top of his head like a pair of sunglasses. The sprayer was full of flammable liquid. When the elevator opened, he sprayed the woman, who turned around and crouched down to protect herself. And it's just sick. It's unbelievable. And then the attacker sprayed Gillespie in the face and continued to spray her sort of almost methodically over her head, parts of her body, as her bags of groceries, were there on her arms, falling off her arms. He pulled out a lighter, used it to ignite a rag in the bottle, you know where this is going, and then he backed out of the elevator, tossed the flaming bottle in, and that was it. So people in the building had no idea what was going on. They reported the fire immediately. They didn't know that a woman was being burned alive. This guy, Isaac, reeks of gasoline. He went into a police station overnight, implicates himself in the death, and he told the cops he set her on fire because of the $2,000 that he was owed for some work he had done for her. So there he is in court in Monday. He's got some burns on his face. He said nothing. He's held without bail. He wanted solitary confinement, medical attention, and that's it. Holy Toledo, just sick and twisted. Whatever if he owed the money or whatever. Now, the reports are, because everyone's trying to get a beat on this, is that he was hired to do some odd jobs, but he was fired because she caught him stealing. And I guess he was doing more stealing of her things than cleaning. And so that was it. He lost it, went after her, and now, she dies as a result. I think it's one of the more twisted stories, certainly, that we've heard. And they've got him on video, like I said, so I can't imagine. And this is it for him. He's locked away either in a mental facility for a while and then ultimately thrown back into a prison or something. But I don't see him. I don't see any way around this thing. All right. The big haul in D.C. always like to brag, and they should, when they've got an operation that led to some big loot. 70 arrests, $7.1 million worth of drugs and guns overall. The officers who are part of the sting posed as gangsters, business guys, bodyguards, a fake recording studio. Sounds like a television movie, doesn't it? Fake recording studio was set up where the undercover agents got guns and drugs, and then it started to catch on. So they were able to get all kinds of things. Meth, cocaine, PCP, marijuana, heroin, ecstasy, you name it. Just come up with a drug and they probably got it. They also got AR-15 assault rifles and some very rare made-to-fit handgun silencers also were part of the loot that were hauled in, that was hauled in as a result of this very clever sting, because it was pretty elaborate what they did. They were able to convince them that they were the real deal, and that's the key thing. And so ultimately, it was like taking candy from a baby. But it's big. They got some pretty bad guys off the street. All right, speaking of bad deeds, and sadly, we're going down this path, there was a young guy. There's two guys that are charged with an attack on a New Jersey homeless man, and they taped it. So, here we go again. We start with a burn guy who, whether he realized it or not, was on tape and dressed up like a nut with all this stuff and then ultimately going after this woman. Then you've got these other guys who videotaped an assault, and it's led to their criminal downfalling. Criminal charges were filed against a 20-year-old New Jersey guy and a 17-year-old boy who were accused of filming an assault while egging the attacker on. That's what they did. They're punching, they're kicking a homeless guy in the face, got his nose all bloody before they wished him a Merry Christmas. And they keep saying, just dive on him, dive on him. That's what the camera guy says in the video. And, of course, he approaches. He looks pretty disheveled. He's in a wooded area and near the Jersey Shore. And the guy in the video knocks the homeless man to the ground as the attacker and the cameraman, you know, just crack up into laughter. So here's the thing. They posted the video. It was posted to YouTube. Of course, now it's unavailable. Everybody tried to grab it. But the word of the videotape assault got out. So once again, bragging got them into trouble. And that's a lucky thing because it's, like I said, a very twisted, stupid thing that they did. So they were arrested, and bail was for the leader of the gang, I'll call it, $60,000 was the bail there. And, of course, on Facebook, they claim all kinds of things on the Facebook, including, I guess, pointing to the video. Never, never, never do that. What were they thinking? That 15 minutes of fame is just too much for some people, and they don't realize that they're putting themselves right out there for the taking. However, if I was a cop, an investigator, anybody whose job was to go after the so-called bad guys, I would love Facebook and Twitter and social media because they leave the breadcrumbs. They can't help themselves. They cannot help themselves. They constantly will see things like this videotape. They don't even think. They'll throw it up there and not think about, you know, what they're doing. Not think about it. All right, I have to say that my daily salute goes to this professor who gave James Franco a D. How about this? James Franco's NYU prof booted from school last year. Why? Because he dared to give a Hollywood guy a D for blowing off class. And the reason he gets the daily salute is because he should have given him a D. Why should James Franco get treated any different than anybody else in the class? It's that whole privilege thing. So he now he decided, after losing his job, that he was going to go after the school. So he's filed a lawsuit saying that the school bent over backwards to create a friendly environment for him, and that they were doing everything they could to curry favor with James Franco. So instead, they're now going to have to explain that in a lawsuit, because apparently he kept pretty good records, as he should have. So Jose Angel Santana is suing NYU in a Manhattan Supreme Court for his job back, saying that Franco, whose career took off after his portrayal of James Dean, and this is what I like, acted like a rebel without a clue. In other courses, too, he blew off as many classes as he could, but the other professors gave him good grades. Ooh. Shame on those other professors. Good for him. Stay with us.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Happening here. We're at the tail end of the year, and that means everybody's getting gym equipment, they're getting memberships, they're talking about getting in shape. Why? Because once again, another calendar year passes by for a lot of people, and they want to lose weight, they want to feel good, they want to get healthy, but we can all come up with a thousand excuses why we haven't. And you guys know, we've talked about this before, the Buddha belly, you know, playing cards, watching games, and you're just not getting out there walking, doing the things that you need to do. So it's a perfect time to launch into a different direction. We've talked with pharmacist Ben a bunch on the show. Now we're going to introduce you to Coach Carla Ferrer, and she can tell us all about getting in shape, getting that mindset. Why? Because she did it herself, so she knows what that's like. She's not just talking about it. She didn't just school herself in it, not that there's anything wrong with that, but she went through the process. Coach Carla, thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Let's tell your story. How much weight did you drop, and how many years did you talk about doing it before you finally did it?
Okay, well, I lost a total of 135 pounds in just 9 months, and what I like to say is less time than it takes to have a baby. And it happened for me 18 years ago, and I've maintained it ever since.
What was it that spurred you on to lose the weight?
You know, I had some things occur early in my childhood that led to the weight gain abruptly. And so I was very heavy from about age 8 up until about 24 and a half years of age, at which point my mom took ill and ultimately died in front of me from obesity-related disorders.
So you knew, you saw that happen. Obviously, you were heartbroken by the loss of your mother. And was it something inside you said, wow, I don't want this to happen to me?
You know, before I could even process that thought, it was more the voice of her physician, who was also my doctor, leaning into me as this was occurring, saying to me that end would be mine in 5 years if I didn't get it together.
Yeah. What was it like? Because that's a lot of weight to drop. I mean, that's not someone saying, oh, geez, I want to lose 20 pounds, 135 mm-hmm. pounds. What was it like for people who knew you when you were 135 pounds heavier to when you lost all the weight? What kind of reaction did you get?
You know, it's quite the transformation. I mean, I, for all intents and purposes, lost an entire being. Mm. So you can imagine, during the 9 months that I did this, I pretty much kind of cocooned myself and just was very focused, figuring out what would be a sustainable practice, because I knew I didn't want to be on a diet, and I knew that I was not the type of personality that would want to embrace living at a gym. So I really had to figure this out. So I kind of closeted myself, if you will, while I went through the process perfecting it. And then when I emerged, it was really dental records only is the joke. I mean, if you look at my before and after pictures today or even on the cover of my book, it literally, it's such a transformation that for people, it was quite, they were taken aback. It was quite the change.
And what was the hardest thing to do once you started doing this? What was the, you know, what helped you get over the hump, the hardest hump that you had to get over once you started down the road? Like you said, you cocooned yourself. What was the toughest thing?
I was committed that no matter how challenging, whether I had good days, bad days, you know, stayed on the wagon, fell off the wagon, I knew one thing for certain, and that was that I needed to do this for my health and that quitting was not an option, and that come what may, I would not quit. And so I just forged on one bite, one step, one day at a time until I got there.
I love that. So you are a health and fitness expert, so you combine both. Do you think you need both, that you need to learn how to eat better, I'm assuming, if people are eating junk, and they need to also get fit, they need to walk, they need to get moving?
You know, it's all of the above. Interestingly enough, I had just finished nursing school when all this happened in my life. So I had both textbook knowledge and then what went on to be personal, you know, walk through the journey knowledge. The reality is this, is that I'm all about ditch the diet. You can't be on a diet for the rest of your life. That's not to say that all the programs out in the world that are available to us don't work in the moment, but how often not do you not go on those programs and you gain all the weight back? And my having done that myself, I knew that I needed to figure out a way that I could have anything and everything I want, which I do, just not all of it all of the time. And so that, in conjunction with knowing the right foods and what combinations to have those foods, for example, like glycemic index and the importance that that plays when having perhaps certain treats that you might be aligning on your plate, knowing those food combinations and then just really knowing how to move more wisely, not necessarily living at the gym, but boosting your metabolism. When you put those things together, I like to say I'm the diet industry's worst nightmare, because it's the truth the diet industry doesn't want you to know. It's how do you keep it real? How can you really live life, eat real food, even partake of, you know, alcohol socially if that's what you wish to do, and not have to become a gym rat and yet look really healthy and, more important, have good health? And that's what I figured out and I went on to do for myself, and now at this point for tens of thousands of people 18 years later.
Wow. And so that's the key thing. As you said, you've been able to maintain it. A lot of people could go on, you know, you can pick any weight loss product where it's dramatic and you have to eat the food they give you. And I'm not knocking that. I know some people swear by it. They can stay on it. But I don't think that's normal life. It's just exactly what you just said. And you've been able to do it for 18 years. You didn't, you know, forget the yo-yo dieting. Like you say, dieting is just, it's just a negative concept. And it doesn't work, does it? You've probably had a lot of people that have come to you that have had stories where they did have dramatic weight loss, but they gained it back, right?
Absolutely. In fact, every single person that's ever come to me is after they've already tried every program, every giant out in the industry. But again, they get the results, but they're short-lived because it's not reality. You don't know, but none of us wants to go through life, you know, weighing in or weighing our food or writing everything we bite or lick or taste or, you know, depriving ourselves of foods. Unless, you know, you are a runway model and you want to be a size zero and that's your what you're living for, the rest of us want to eat and be able to kind of live a fulfilling life and not be restricted, and yet at the same time be able to sustain and maintain a weight that's healthy and conducive to giving us the most energy and the best long-term results as we grow older.
Yeah. And you, of course, you do this in a lot of different ways. You have a book out, and your book is it called Fat to Fantabulous?
Yes, because I went on from being fat to having a fantastic, fabulous life, and so we named it, as is my website, Fat to Fantabulous.
Yeah. So and you see, what's the best reward for you? I'm assuming that you've taken people through this. Is that it, when they finally get there and they can't believe it and they look in the mirror and they're just completely different and they feel like they have their life under control?
You know, I have so many, by the hundreds, actually thousands at this point, of testimonials of the impact that my teachings have had on people's lives, or just even the things that they post on my Facebook each day. Honestly, Kate, to tell you, it's so heartwarming. But I think the most rewarding stories are the ones where, you know, just recently I had someone who had been let go from the trucking industry because his BMI was much too high, and came on my program 3 months later, got his body in check, was hired by another employer, and was completely pulled out of possibly losing their home. Here's a person that's married with a child. You know, just being able to turn their lives around, not only in that he got his health back and he had eaten his way to type 2 diabetes and I taught him how to eat his way out, but he changed his whole life. I mean, he was able to go on and get a better job and do better things with his time. That just, what could be better than that, to truly make a difference in somebody's life? It's not just about, gee, can I help you fit into this dress or that suit? Really make a difference? Because I was the girl that not only watched what happened to my mother, but I had hypertension and I was pre-diabetic and I could hardly move. And to see people like that then call me up, you know, screaming, blowing my eardrum out because they're cheering at how much they've lost weight or how many things they're able to do now that they couldn't do, that makes it worthwhile for me every single day.
Yeah, I can tell you the passion for it. And like I said, you lived it. So how perfect is that? When you take someone on as a client, do you start from the very beginning? What do you do? So somebody is in the situation, like somebody driving a truck, they get let go, or there could be in any walk of life doing whatever. What are the steps you take them through?
Well, you know, the remarkable thing and the beauty of the World Wide Web is that while I've been doing this for so many years, it's only in the last year and a half that we took it to the web and put all of my teachings and program online. So everyone can start right where they stand from, and I walk them through with the weekly videos, daily emails, the entire program's laid out for them. I mean, it's just so easy, and the truth of the matter is that everyone that starts the program first week out, honest to goodness, depending on how much weight they have to lose, but loses a minimum of 5 to 9 pounds healthfully first week out, which is really important because people are results oriented. And if I can show you that you can eat, not step in the gym all week, not be hungry, in fact, eating more food than you ever thought you could, healthy, and lose weight, you get so motivated that you just get really wrapped into your own program. And before you know it, the pounds are just melting off because it's a mindset. Weight loss truly starts in your mind, not on your plate, which is why I put the emphasis of the daily communications, everything accessible online, every day, videos, emails, and so forth, because I know the importance because I was on the receiving end, and I wish someone had done that for me.
Yeah, I love that. It's in your mind, not on the plate. That's where it starts. Absolutely. I so agree with that. Wow. Well, I hope that you help lots and lots and lots of people. If somebody wants to check out your website, where do they need to go?
It's Fat2Fantabulous, so spelled out, FATTOFANTABULOUS.com, Fat2Fantabulous.com. And they can check me out also by name on Facebook. I welcome everyone and just would love to have anyone and answer any questions if I can help anyone at any time.
All right, Coach Carla, a healthy and happy 2012, and thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Same to you. Thank you so much. Be blessed.